It's the Little Things by Erica James. Read by Teresa Gallagher. Dr. Chloe Hennessy had long since mastered the art of maintaining a perfectly neutral expression. "Exactly how much bigger do you want to be, Chelsea?" she asked. Chelsea Savage put her hands in front of her chest, a chest that looked to be about the same size as Chloe's. But before the girl could open her mouth, her mother piped up. "She wants to be a 34GG. A stout, blousily dressed woman in her mid-40s, Mrs. Savage worked part-time at the Fox and Feathers, and was well known for her ability to stamp on any potential barroom brawls. "And you are currently what size, Chelsea?" Chloe asked her patient.
"She's a 34A, chimed in Mrs. Savage, "and it's making her depressed. She's a right pain at times, let me tell you. Always mooching about the place with a face on her like a wet Sunday in Bridlington."
Chloe kept her gaze deliberately on the 16-year-old girl before her. "Are you depressed, Chelsea?" she probed. Shifting her chewing gum from one side of her mouth to the other, Chelsea nodded and twiddled with a large hooped earring.
"Now and then, yeah."
"Yes," thought Chloe. "Show me a teenager who isn't."
"The thing is," Mrs. Savage butted in again, "if she's going to make it as a model, she'll have to have the med bigger."
"If I'm not mistaken, Mrs. Savage," Chloe said patiently, "most catwalk models don't have a double G cup size. Quite the reverse, in fact."
"I'm not talking about those zero-sized airheads who can't keep a meal down them," the woman said. "Chelsea's going to be a glamour model. Isn't that right, love?"
Once more, Chelsea nodded and twiddled with her earring.
"So what do you think, Doctor? Can I have the surgery? For free, like?"
"It's a little more complicated than that, Chelsea. You see, you are only 16, and we have to decide whether you really..."
"Whoa there! End of! Absolutely end of! I'm not going to sit here and listen to any mealy-mouthed backpedalling. I know Chelsea's rights. If she's not happy with her body and it's causing her mental anguish, then she's entitled to have implants on the NHS. Now give us the forms. And no offence, but if you don't mind me saying, you could do with some implants yourself. With a decent pair of hooters, you might not spend so many nights on your own."
"Great," thought Chloe. "All those years of training, hard slog and sleepless nights, only to wind up being verbally trashed and told how to do my job." With afternoon surgery over, Chloe slipped out unnoticed before the practice manager could collar her. It was Chloe's first day back after a week away skiing, but she didn't doubt Karen could find something to nag her about. Usually it was her timekeeping. The other doctors could keep to the schedule, why couldn't she? She liked to think it was because she was a maverick, put on this earth to confound, but actually it was because she was just plain old Thorough and liked to spend time with her patients. At the age of 37, Chloe was the youngest doctor at Eastbury Surgery, and was perhaps, as the other doctors regularly teased her, still the most idealistic.